Go with me to Proverbs 29:18. Proverbs 29:18. Very familiar scripture. Was kind of thinking about this the other day and everything started coming together. Of course, 29:18 says this, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Where there is no vision. Now, church, here's the thing. Not only does the church have to have a vision to win people to the Lord, to see this great move of God come to pass with healings and deliverances, but you've got to have it. You've got to personally have that vision. You've got to get hooked up with that. In the New Living Testament, here's what it says. It says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. Man, that's true. We see it happening all the time. We see folks that'll get a hold of the Spirit of God, you know, and then before they get a chance to get some divine guidance about things, they go AWOL. In other words, they get off the tracks. You know, God's a God of order, and He does things decently and in order, and He does them according to His Word. And you can have all kinds of zeal, you can love God, but if you're not doing what the Word says according to the Word and listening to God, having divine guidance, then you get messed up. You'll just run wild and do this thing and that thing, go here, go there. And you see that happen with a lot of people. They just jump and they go from meeting to meeting trying to find something else. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing new under the sun. The same Holy Spirit that's in this house tonight is the same Holy Spirit that's in every other house tonight. Come on. And I will say that he might not be in some houses. You know, I pray that's not the case. But so it says when people don't accept divine guidance, they run wild. In the Amplified, it says this, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. No redemptive revelation of God. See, we've got to understand, folks, that we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus took away our sin, and not only did He take away our sin so that we don't have to go to hell, but He redeemed us back to God, put us right in right standing with God, so that you and I stand righteous before God to receive everything that the Word of God says we can receive. Amen. You've got to understand that everything in the Word of God is yours because what Jesus has done. But you've got to get a revelation of that. It can't just be words in your head. You've got to be able to see it down in your spirit. You've got to see yourself having that stuff. Now let me give it to you in the Message Bible. I like this one too. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of folks stumbling today. Because they can't see what God's doing. They can't see what's going on. So you and I need to make sure that we are getting our eyes opened up to the Word of God, the things of God. We need to be asking God, Lord, open up our eyes so that we can see. Help us, Father, with our vision so that we can see the things that you see the way you see it. Now, we got to see past this natural if we're going to be able to see in the spirit realm. You got to see more than what's just in front of you. You have to see through that. See what God sees. And in order to do that, you and I are going to have to get with God. We're going to have to see what the Word says. And then we're going to have to get intimate with God, begin to talk to God so that we can be in tune with God, in one accord with God, so that He can use us to be able to see. Amen. See, the gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit is being able to see into the spirit realm, discerning of spirits. Now, that's not discerning of people. That's discerning into the spirit realm, seeing into the spirit realm. Now, I want to go with me. You go with me. Very familiar story for us all. Telling him everywhere his enemy is at, what he's doing, the things are going on. I want to pick it up in verse 15, though. The king of Syria sends down the army. They're surrounded. Verse 15, it says, when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, How shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire.
Now see, here's a perfect example. We know the rest of the story. Elisha came down, and Elisha struggled, and said, he sent home and said, you fell off God. But here's what I want you to see of this. I want you to see that this young man could not see what was around him. There was more of them him than there was of him. And then he says, what are you going to do? And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. Who opened up his eyes? All right. He said, you have to tell a little bit. I didn't want to say, stop. Okay, I'm going to die. Come on now. All right. So the Lord said, I hope the Lord will open one of our eyes right now. I promise you, you'll be amen. I promise you, you'll be excited because it's Jesus' devils. Because when you see into the spirit realm, you see devils too. And you'll understand that if he does get old from you, the little church everywhere else, more and more Christians, he can see what was going on. Now, if you're going to get eyes open, what are we going to do? It'll be the Lord. Now, here's the thing. The Bible tells us that the Word would be taken dwell among us.
So here's what we could say about this. The Lord is the Word, and the Word is the Lord. We'd be correct in saying that. So if we're going to get our eyes open, then we're going to have to get into the Word, see what our eyes up through the Word of God. We need to see the way God sees. So many people cannot see themselves blessed. Amen. They can't see themselves healed. They can't see themselves prosperous. Why? Because the God of this world has blinded them. They can't see it. And he's used well-meaning preachers to do a lot of it. We've been preached with so much condemnation. We've been preached with so much we can't have, and God won't do that, won't let you have that and all that, and you can't, you know. We've been preached with all that so long that we've got to where we believe it, and it's got us to where our eyes are blind. We can't really see. When you start talking of healed, how he wants you prosperous, how he wants you having dominion over your sphere of influence, having dominion here upon this earth, having dominion over the enemy. When you start talking that stuff, everybody starts closing off. Because it's hard for them to receive that and believe that because... So it's up to you. You can go along with most of the church if you want to, or you can go along with the Word. See, it's the Lord that opens up your eyes. And if you won't believe what the Word says, then your eyes will never be opened. And that's why you see a lot of folks that don't believe in healing. Come on, a lot of people, folks don't believe in prosperity. They don't believe in it. Why? Because their eyes have never been opened to the Word of God. They've never read it with an open heart, an open mind, so that God could open up their eyes to see that it really is God's will for us to have all that. They would rather stay in tradition. They'd rather have their clique. They'd rather have their social status. They'd rather have their denomination as to have what the Word of God says they can have. I mean, you know, if the Word says you can be healed, why in the world would you not be healed?
Come on, we all have to know that. We all like being well, being prosperous. We like being blessed, don't we? Come on, see, so because we're not getting in the Word, and we need to reaffirm the man in our spirit. Because it's one thing to have it here, it's another thing to get down. You're supposed to see ourselves the way that He sees us. Another thing is there's no vision, then people perish. And reason lives what God sees them and faith God sees them. God wants you in that place where you're seeing these things. You're operating in this area, and God uses you, so we have to believe the Word. Now, let me show you over here, and I'm going to show you something. Let's look at verse 35 here. Then Jesus had the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. Be children of light.
These things speak Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. Now, look, let's read on just a little bit here. It says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes, hardened their heart, that they would not see with their eyes, nor understand these things that Isaiah, when he saw his glory, spake of him. Nevertheless, among the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue for the God. Now, here's what I want to show you something. It said, but Paul, he goes on and said, the reason that they couldn't believe is because of the Pharisees.
If you'd rather have social status than the gifts of the Spirit operating in your life, I'm sorry, social status than to have the gifts of the Spirit operating in them, working in them, because of the Pharisees, and they were afraid they'd cast out of the synagogue, they got blinded their eyes. Love the praises of men more than the praises of God. See, we have to be sure to please him.
Come on now. You see, folks, makes them look good in front of men, but I'm going to tell you something. Men are not your rewards.
Come on, God is the rewarder. He's the one. He goes to hell. You don't have to go out there and what you're doing for God. It's amazing to me. And it's happening. They want everybody to know what they're doing. They're more worried about announcing good for God. Well, you know, about the reward, people pat them on the back. Come on, God wants to show you to do this. See, that's what we have to understand. They were more worried about social status, and they would rather be praised by men than I pray never get to that place. I don't want to be at that place. And obviously, a lot of music groups getting together because they love the praises of men. different, you know, styles and genres of music where they would get together and they moan him. And it was all about the praises of men more than it was the praises of God.
Come on now. Sometimes the song wasn't even about God. Amen. It's just a song that they could harmonize with their voices so people would say, wow, they're good singers. We see, that's not what it's about. It's about praising Him. It's about worshiping Him. Being able to see that we need to lift Him up and glorify Him with all of our heart and open up our eyes to see what He's doing so we can be part of it. I don't want to miss out on anything God's doing, do you? Come on now. So we have to be careful. Notice that they wouldn't confess Him because they loved the praises of men, and they were also afraid that they'd be ostracized, be thrown out of their congregation, out of their church, out of the synagogue. See, here's the thing, folks. Church won't get you to heaven. Come on, a denomination won't get you to heaven. Only the Lord Jesus will get you to heaven. Come on, I don't care. Well, yeah, but my church believes in the Lord. You know, it's one thing to say you believe in the Lord, but if you believe in the Lord, then you have to believe what the Word says. Come on, Jesus told some. He said, why are you calling me Lord when you don't do what I say? Come on now. So we've got to get ourselves to the place where we make sure we're believing the Word, because we don't want the praises of men. We want God to be glorified in our lives. Now, flip over with me over to 2 Corinthians, and let me show you something else over here. 2 Corinthians, and let's look here in chapter 3 and look at verse 4 here. We could read the whole thing, but let's just pick up here. And it says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the administration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and when the Spirit of the Lord is there, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed to the same glory, image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, let me just kind of take that a little bit and show you what's going on. Here, he's writing to them to tell them, he said, listen, the ministration of the previous glory, it was the glory of God that they saw and that kind of thing. And then remember when Moses went up on the mountain, he came back down and his face was so glowing that they couldn't look at him. And so he put a veil over his face because they couldn't look at him. Now, what Paul's trying to say is here, he says, you know, that was the glory then, but now Jesus Christ having come, it's so much more glorious that we have the Lord Jesus Christ and He's living on the inside of us. And he goes on and he says, but they were so caught up in their religion and religious actions that even today, even though Moses is not here to cover his face up, he's not shining, even when they read the words of Moses, there's a veil, he says, over their heart. And they use a veil. In other words, they're blinded still to the fact that Jesus Christ is more glorious. Now, here's what I want to show you. They are so interested in keeping their traditions that they've had and passed down that they are missing out on the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done. And if we're not careful, we can get into a place of that. You have to understand that there's denominations out here that it doesn't matter if Jesus walked into the house and said, I'm Jesus, they wouldn't believe He's Jesus. Amen. Why? Because they've got such tradition, such religion, and they've got their doctrine, and if it doesn't match up with their doctrine, then it's not happening, baby. Amen. So we've got to understand, we can't allow ourselves to get in place. They were so interested in making sure that they keep this tradition of the veil as they read Moses. That's so holy, right? That's what they felt like. This is a holy thing. They're reading Moses. We've got to put this veil over our face like they used to. Can I tell you that when the Lord Jesus Christ came, He fulfilled the Old Testament? He said, I didn't come to destroy it. I came to fulfill it. And so, see, what happened there is Jesus Christ Himself, He became the glory of God. And that glory of God that He became is now on the inside of you and I. Did you understand and know that you're the glory of God? Amen. Come on now, right? Jesus Christ, for the glory that was set before Him, went to the cross. What glory is that? The glory of seeing us born again, believers, and Him being able, the Holy Spirit being able to inhabit us. That's the glory that the Lord Jesus Christ saw when He went to the cross. He saw all of us born again and filled with the Spirit of God. That's good news, church. But you see, if you're not careful, you can allow yourself to get into a tradition or religion to a place where Jesus is not magnified. Come on now. Songs are not about Jesus. They're about people and singing about mom and dad and that kind of thing because it makes people cry. Can I tell you something? Just crying don't mean you've got the Spirit of God moving in your life. Come on. You know, you start singing a song about mom or dad. If your mom or dad's passed, it's going to make you cry. It's going to at least choke you up. Right? But that don't mean it's the Spirit of God moving in you. It means your emotions are being stirred. We want to sing about Jesus and get our spirit man stirred up so that when we shout, when we cry, when we laugh, when we run, when we dance, it's all about Him. It's not about the song they're playing and us thinking about something earthly. We need to be able to see past that, church. We need to see that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to glorify Him, wants us to lift Him up because He said, when I'm lifted up, I can draw you nigh me. So here they are, caught up in tradition, caught up in their religious acts, and they'd rather do that than just let Jesus Christ be Lord. Now, getting back to this, we got to believe the Word. We got to believe what the Word says about us. And we've got to see ourselves the way God sees us. And I got to keep repeating this because that's the point of this whole thing. It's for our eyes to be open and us begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, not the way even the world sees us. Because the world will see you and they'll tell you that you're nothing. Amen. They don't think you're anything. Matter of fact, you know, as far as our church is, most of them think we're a cult. Why? Because we do things differently than what they do. Isn't it amazing? Just because we don't do the things the way they do, then all of a sudden we're not a God. A lot of folks think that. But we know we are of God. Amen. We know we are. Well, you know, they didn't think Jesus was sent from God either. Right? So we're in good company, praise God. But if we can't see ourselves the way the Word says we're supposed to be, then why would we expect somebody else to see us that way? If you don't see yourself anointed, then why would anybody else see you anointed? See, a lot of folks try to have humility about this, but I'm going to just tell you something. Humility is fine, but you've got to know who you are and be able to stand when you need to stand. Amen. And having done all to stand therefore, right? With the armor of God on. Why? Because you're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against all these principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. You're not flesh and blood. You have to understand that demonic entities are after you, and you've got to know who you are and be able to stand up against them. Sometimes you just got to say enough is enough, and I bind this and I stop this right now in Jesus' name. But if you can't see yourself with that kind of authority, how's it going to happen? Right? You need to start seeing yourself walking into a situation and coming out the victor on the other side instead of being afraid to go into it because, well, what if I don't or what might happen? Just know that the Lord is on your side, and if God be for you, what? Who can be against you? See, but if you can't see yourself that way, if you can't see past the natural, then you'll stay hooked to this natural and you'll never be able to walk in the spirit realm the way God wants you to walk in the spirit realm. You'll never be able to see into the spirit realm the way God wants you to see into the spirit realm. See, God wants to work through us and show us things, and we have to listen to Him. And God will do it by speaking in a still small voice. He'll do it in dreams. Amen. God will speak to you in a lot of ways, but you've got to see things. When we were building the church, I've told this plenty of times before, but when we were building the church, you know, I'd never built something like this or helped build something like this. And then, you know, once the main structure, there was a stage in design, but nothing else like any of this. None of that was there. And I'm sitting here and I'm meditating on that. And I go to bed that night. When I wake up the next morning, I know what I'm going to do. Now, that wasn't me because it was the Spirit of God. When it came back and we came together here, Brother Jerry Gullett was helping then, and he said, "Pastor, what are we going to do?" I said, "We're going to build a wall." He said, "Where are you going to build a wall at?" I said, "Up there." "Up there?" I said, "Yeah." And we went at it, and see, you got it. We're still keeping it, praise God. It worked out real well for us. But that came from God. That was being able to just hear what He said, and I was confident it was the Holy Spirit. When I woke up the next morning, it was in my spirit. He spoke to me. But if you can't be sensitive to that and allow the Spirit to speak to you, and He'll do it not just in the church things. Is it all right if I share a little bit, James? Is that all right? All right. He and I have talked a whole lot about different things, and God has used him in a mighty way. And I say God used him because the things he does, James Lee ain't smart enough to do. I love him, but he ain't. Okay? But he's taken him, and because I used to work strip mine with him. We called him Hot Rod way back then. But he's taken him, and we were talking about it and how he knows before he gets to a job what he's going to be doing when he gets there, and there's people on the job don't know what to do, and when he gets there, he already knows to tell them what to do many times. And that's God. He'll tell you that's God. And God has taken him and moved him up in his company right on up and up because he's listening to God and doing what God says to do. He can walk into a place and look at a place and see what needs to be done. He's made the company, you know, millions of dollars just because he can go into a place, him and one guy, and do more than what a whole crew of another guys could do. Now, I'm not bragging just on him. What I'm bragging on is the Spirit of God shows him what to do that gets it done and gets it done quickly and efficiently and cost efficient. How many knows that'll make you rise up in your company when they look and see that? See, that's, and see, the reason I bring him out is because God showed me this. We're talking about some spiritual stuff here. We're working on the church, even though it's a physical thing. But that's his job. Nothing spiritual about it, except for the fact that he's listening to God and doing what God tells him to do, and God shows him things. He said he's had some of the guys ask him, said, "How do you know that?" And James will have to look at him and say, "All I can tell you is I just know it." And it's the Holy Spirit showing him things. You see, God wants to show us things in the natural that'll bless us and in the spirit realm that'll bless us. But you have to be able to see. You have to allow God to speak to you and have your eyes open and be willing to see. I'm sure God's done some similar things in your all's lives too. And maybe you didn't even know it was God, but it was. Come on. some folks would, you know, take the credit. Well, they have to just, you know, I just know what I'm doing. You know, well, maybe you do. Maybe it's just the Holy Spirit in you showing you the things that you need to do. But you and I have got to understand that as far as the spiritual side goes, we have to be able to, because there is a real devil, and he is really wanting to damn your soul to hell. We have a real devil working in our country today in a lot of different avenues. And you and I need to have our eyes open so we can see. We have to understand that a lot of things that are going on in the natural, it makes it look like it's okay, but there's always a hidden agenda in a lot of that you have to be able to see into. And, you know, thank God for prophets that see into things and speak. But we have to be able to ourselves to be able to see and discern and know. Right? The Bible says to try the spirits to see whether they be of God or not. So, if we're believing, now let me just take this one more step and then we'll close. If we're believing for something in the natural, anybody ever believe for anything in the natural? Sure, all of us do, right? Can I tell you something? If you can't see it in the spirit, you'll probably never get it. If you can't see yourself having that, you'll probably never get it. Amen. You need to see yourself. Now, I'm talking about when you're believing God for stuff. I'm not talking about you having the money to go out and buy it. I'm just talking about, you know, you're believing God for this, you're believing God for that. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing it in the Spirit. I've got that. That's mine. Guess what? It can come to pass like that. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to take that a little step further. When you'll see it in the Spirit and believe God for it, you might not have to pay for it. Because God loves to give His kids things. And God's got plenty of folks out there, even sinners, that He'll speak to their hearts and get them to take care of that for you. Amen. See, you, and some of you just, I got one or two all rights, and you have to see that. People have a hard time believing that God wants to give them things. I read in my Bible where God made iron swim. Right? The prophet throwed a stick in the water because the axe head had flown off, and the stick goes down there, floats up iron. How many knows a stick wouldn't float up iron? But the Spirit of God did. Why? Because the prophet believed it would. Amen. See, we have to understand our God is the God of the impossible. And nothing is too big for God. So if you can see it, God can do it. But it's up to you. Are you going to open up your eyes to the world of possibilities that God has for us? Are you going to be like the rest of the world, just walk around with your head stuck in the sand? I don't want my head stuck in the sand. I want to be able to walk around and see opportunities, see God doing things, picture God doing things, and believe in God to do things. Amen. See, if you start seeing that, I told Pastorette today, and this is not for me, but I'm just going to tell you what we're believing for. But I was at a restaurant today, and there was a young lady up in front of us, and she had her phone out, and she placed her order at this restaurant, and she had her phone there, you know, and they told her the price of it, and she took her phone and put it over on the machine, and nothing happened. She messed with it, and nothing happened. I'm talking about, how many of y'all know about Apple Pay, right? Well, a lot of you do. It's where you got your credit card in your phone and you can pay at the restaurant with your phone. You know, you just tap the side and do. But anyway, she did that and nothing happened. And she said, am I doing something wrong? And the lady behind the counter said, oh, we don't do that. I don't think. And so she went and got the guy. The guy come back, oh, no, I'm sorry, we don't do that. Well, you know, she's, I don't know, maybe 18 to 22 something, you know. She says, well, I don't have any money. I can't take the order then. And I said, I'll pay for that. And their eyes got big. And the lady said, well, that's nice. And I just looked over at the young lady and I said, the Lord has blessed you today. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that so you think, oh, no. I get home and I'm telling Pastorette the story. And she smiles at me and says, I saw somebody today at the Chinese place. And I said, you did? And she said, yep. And she said, apparently God had us thinking the same way, because she said, I bought their food. And you know what I said? Now, see, here, it's not about what we did. Here's what I said. We getting ready to be blessed real big because God had us do that. I'm seeing that. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on Him. I see that. I see God bringing that in. It's coming forth. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. You've got to see the bigger picture. What cost you $10 today could be hundreds of thousands of dollars later. Because God multiplies seed sown. Right? So we have to be able to see that. You've got to see. Everything that you see around you now had to be seen. In the spirit realm first. And then it came into the natural. I mean, really look at it. Look what God did with the little fellow over on Mine Fork. And then people getting behind him. Joining up with him. Folks from Johnson County coming. You know, folks from Floyd County. Folks from Morgan County. Folks from Floyd County. Different places. All coming together to fulfill the will of the Lord. You've got to see that. You've got to see people coming. I'm telling you right now, I'll shut up. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people that are different from us coming. Because I'm going to tell you something. The folks today ain't kind of like us. A lot of the ones coming up don't think like us. They don't act like us. Come on, they don't dress like us. But they're good people. And they're people that God loves. And Jesus Christ died for them just like He did for us. So I'm seeing this place filled up with people like this. That's got to want to have hearts for God. They're going to want the gifts of the Spirit operating in them. That are going to make you nervous when we start singing praise and worship songs and you're sitting there like this and they're back there crapping, dancing, running to the front and praising God. Because they're not ashamed of the Lord that saved them and brought them out of what they were in. See, sometimes we Christians, we kind of get like sticks in the mud. We forget. We've been brought out of all of that. We forget what God has done for us. Man, start thinking about right now some things that God's done in your life. Come on, besides saving you, look at what He's done in your family. Look at the times God, there was a place where it shouldn't have happened, but it still happened because of God. Come on, you start thinking about that stuff, you start going, wow, I got a reason to praise God. I got a reason to lift up my hands and give Him glory. Church, you got to start seeing this. I'm telling you, if you can't see spiritually, you'll die. You'll perish because the enemy will come after you because you're blind to what he's doing. Amen. So let's get our eyes open. Let's begin to believe God for big things. Come on. I'm still believing that our best days are ahead of us. Amen. It's not been that long ago when there was at least 100 people here on Wednesday night. Why? Because they were loving the Lord. They wanted to be here. And see, the enemy can come in real quickly and start dealing with people and causing them to slide away. Then COVID came and that was another reason for folks to stay home. And they got used to that. Come on now. Now these places can't get any place to buy anybody to work. They don't need to work because the government's giving them more money than what they can make if they work. But how many knows the government don't have any money? Did you hear what I said? The government has no money. The government's taking our money and giving it to them to stay home while you work. And understand that, you know, but no matter what, we are still blessed because we believe God. Our job is not our source. God is our source. Amen. And we see God blessing us in a big time way. Can you see that? Come on, stand to your feet with me.